Therefore, I am. I think.
Of course you are, my bright little star. I'm miles and miles and miles, picking files of your forefathers' fruit. And now, to suit our great computer, your magnetic ink.
I'm more than that. I know I am. At least, I think I must be.
I am he as you are.
About the universe that will be forever beyond our grasp. Are there things about the universe that are ungraspable?
One of the great revelations of space exploration is the image of the Earth, finite and lonely, bearing the entire human species through the oceans of space and time.
Matter flows from place to place and momentarily comes together to be you. Some people find that thought disturbing. I find the reality thrilling.
As the ancient mythmakers knew, we're children equally of the earth and the sky. In our tenure on this planet, we've accumulated dangerous evolutionary baggage. We've also acquired passion for others, love for our children, and a great, soaring, passionate intelligence, the clear tools for our continued survival.
We must ask ourselves, we were so proud of our accomplishments. What is our place in the cosmic perspective of life?
We could be in the middle of an intergalactic conversation, and we wouldn't even know.
In the beginning was the great radiance, 14 billion years ago. Simple hydrogen and helium from that great glow. Gravity swirled those gases into stars, white, yellow, blue, and red. But no dancing planets till the birth of silicon, calcium, iron, and lead. The first generations of ancestor stars squeezed primal gases into stone, into oxygen and into nitrogen, into calcium for antler and bone. Then they expired and launched back into space, atoms born of pressure and strife. So later generations of stars like our own sun could have planets and maybe even life. We are made of stardust. We are born from death. Greet your cousins who twinkle in the night. What do we savor in our brief flickering lives? What do we leave for our descendants' delight? Gravity swirled those gases into stars, red, yellow, blue, and white. What do we savor in our brief flickering lives? What do we leave for our descendants' delight? What do we savor in our brief flickering lives? What do we leave for our descendants' delight? What do we leave for our descendants' delight?
I think I am. Therefore, I am. I think.
General gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sources of death construction. In the fields, the bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind. Oh Lord, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Politicians hide themselves away. They only started up the war. They leave that to the poor.
So you're a Christian with a large majority. You don't impose your views upon society, oh no. Where the hell is brother love? It's rather hard to find. Do you really think this is what Jesus had in mind? Call yourself the Taliban and you can speak to God. Hand in hand with terror men, two peas inside a pod. Your land is like the Stone Age and your people cry in pain. If your prophet really taught this, then your prophet was insane. La 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 la. Children of Abraham became the Israelites. They built their new Jerusalem and claimed the Golan Heights. Where is the milk and honey land of which the Talmud spoke? I wonder if Jehovah ever gets the joke. La 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 la. So peace on earth and goodwill, goodwill to all men. We seem to think the sword of right is stronger than the pen. But if we keep on fighting, there'll be nothing left real soon. There'll be nothing left to fight for when the earth is like the moon. There'll be nothing left to fight for when the earth is like the moon. Well, I believe in nature and the beauty of a tree. The structure of the universe is God enough for me. While I realize that there is danger in this song, if you don't agree, please don't hit me with a bomb. La da 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 da.
The handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. to understand, you know, too soon. There is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn. Suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece. The hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls, a pity roar. You feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just need one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's alright, Mom. I'm only sighing.
Picture of God that we find in not just the Hebrew scriptures, what Christians call the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, if you include the book of Revelation, is according to our own government's definition of terrorism, God would have to qualify as a cosmic terrorist. Because the way the U.S. Department of Defense defines terrorism is this. It says, terrorism is violence or the threat of violence to inculcate fear, intended to coerce or intimidate others in the pursuit of goals that are generally religious, political, or ideological. Now, we all know in our hearts that God can't possibly be a cosmic terrorist. And yet, if you interpret the Hebrew scriptures literally, you could say the morality of the Old Testament is obey the Lord or die. If you look at the Christian scriptures, the early Christian scriptures, what Christians call the New Testament, literally, you'd have to come to the conclusion that the morality of the New Testament is believe in Jesus or fry. Now, clearly, if our understanding of ultimate reality, God, the divine, is limited to ancient understandings, we're going to see the church continuing to decline in influence, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
With foolish dreams and dark desires, it don't take much to tangle in our worlds. We're just like little kids with big ideas. And when our lives are uninspired, we'll book the next best thing for hire. And for a little while, we believe it's going to free us. I know a guy who just can't think small. He's building a castle just to watch it fall. He's done it before, but he doesn't recall, no, no. And I know a guy who's cuddling slow, and all that he knows is he'll never let go. His baby is gone, only he doesn't know, no, no. And I know a guy who works straight till dark. He's striking at stones just to capture a spark, and he's missing the point while he's making his mark. Oh. With foolish dreams and doomed desires, it don't take much to tangle entire worlds. We're just like little kids with big ideas. And when our lives are uninspired, we'll cling to what has got us mired. And for a little while, we believe it's gonna free us. Most worlds never do collide. Our walls never are open wide enough to search the other for a hole. To bridge the gulf between you and I, tentative truthful words must first combine and touch the ragged edges of our soul. Still as waves expire, the world reveals its true attire. The moon is always lonely, always full.
the ruling elites in civilization define who we are as human beings. They define what a human being is. And in a materialistic, technological, intellectualized society, a human being is not a hell of a lot, except a thinker. A human being fly to the moon and back, but they haven't got sense enough to keep the planet alive in terms of the scope of the framework of their picture of reality.
Believe in Jesus or fry.
Welcome to the crew. Hope you fly. Welcome to the cruel world. Hope you find your word. Oh, it's a cruel world. Try to enjoy your stay. Yes, it is a cruel world. When you're trying to get by, oh, it's a cruel world. When you're trying, when you've seen looking, makes life hard to live. But I'm so, so scared to die. Welcome to the cruel world. Welcome.
I slowed down till I heard the moon. I heard the moon ringing, ringing like a bell. I slowed down till I felt the earth. Felt the blitz sliding, skitters on a pond, and I finally felt the long groove moving underneath. Bursts and deaths of galaxies pounding out the beat, and I finally heard the whole song at once. Big bang to entropy. Big bang to symmetry. Big bang to everything. I slowed down till I saw the sun. I saw the sun spinning on a pinwheel's arm. I saw the long chain of our DNA stretching back to the beginning for so long. And I saw the mighty ocean that surrounds and sustains, connecting us together in a song. I slowed down till I saw the song. Only one of many, one of many more. And I finally felt the long groove moving underneath. Bursts and deaths of galaxies pounding out the beat. And I finally heard the whole song at once. Big bang to entropy. Big bang
symmetry. Big bang to everything. It begins as nothing, silence at the end. Every song the same after or before. But the parts in between, there are so very many forms. More than we could ever hope to know.
Let's take a trip to examine this common basis of life, a voyage to investigate the molecular machinery at the heart of life on Earth.
All life is related, and it enables us to construct with confidence the complex tree that represents the history of life. Our planet, the Earth, is, as far as we know, unique in the universe. It contains life. Here, plants and animals proliferate in such numbers that we still have not even named all the different species. Darwin's great insight revolutionized the way in which we see the world. We now understand why there are so many different species.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells. In us is a little universe. Those are some of the things that molecules do. Given 4 billion years of evolution, we are, each of us, a multitude.
Now, how did the molecules of life arise?
It began in the sea some 3,000 million years ago. Complex chemical molecules began to clump together.
These were the seeds from which the tree of life developed. They were able to split, replicating themselves as bacteria.
The secrets of evolution are time and death. There's an unbroken thread that stretches from those first cells to us. The secrets of evolution are time and death. There's an unbroken thread that stretches from those first cells to us. Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells. In us is a little universe. Those are some of the things that molecules do. Given 4 billion years of evolution, we are, each of us, a multitude.
There isn't a sharp line dividing humans from the rest of the animal kingdom. It's a very wuzzy line. It's a very wuzzy line, and it's getting wuzzier all the time. We find animals doing things that we, in our arrogance, used to think was just human. It's a very wuzzy line, and it's getting wuzzier all the time.
Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells. In us is a little universe. Those are some of the things that molecules do. Given 4 billion years of evolution, we are, each of us, a multitude. Every cell is a triumph of natural selection, and we're made of trillions of cells. In us is a little universe.
Our planet, the Earth, is, as far as we know, unique in the universe. It contains life. Its continued survival now rests in our hands.
Our animal friends are on the run, but the
you're looking for a place to land. When it's all gone for nuclear plans, must we poison the water, earth, and air just to cook a piece of toast or blow dry our hair? No compromise, no compromise, no compromise, no compromise, no compromise in defense of Mother than so.